I'm a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather sheet. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, I sliced a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time I'll think before he.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The ABC has learned that the 27-year-old man who shot and killed four people at a New York City office building carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and asking that his brain be studied. He also made references to the NFL, whose offices are headquartered in that Park Avenue building. The suspect, Shane Tamura, had documented mental health history and played high school football. Police say he took his own life after the shooting. In Reno, Nevada, another deadly mass shooting.
Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
ABC's Lana Weiss. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the 21-month-old war. United Health Group, the largest healthcare company in the nation, falling short of profit expectations. It's issued a weak outlook for the rest of the year. This is ABC News. Nearly 200 million Americans are under heat advisories or warnings today. President Trump giving details of his falling out with his former friend, convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Stole people that work for him.
President describing what led to their falling out, that Epstein had hired Trump employees from Mar-a-Lago.
I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again. And I threw him out of the place, persona non grata. I threw him out. And that was it. I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth.
We still don't know what information Ghislaine Maxwell may have provided to the deputy attorney general, but we do know she is serving a 20-year prison sentence, and she wants out.
Maxwell asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear her appeal. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders announcing he has had part of his bladder removed because of cancer. He tells reporters he's in good spirits. His prognosis is good. The cancer discovered during a routine health screening. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
So, you've got your dream car, your dream girl in the passenger seat, and nothing but road in front of you.
Okay, slow down a little, yeah?
But this isn't a dream. This isn't a movie or a video game. This is real life. And in real life...
Look out! Look out!
there are real consequences. Speeding endangers you, your loved ones, and everyone else on the road. While speeding may seem like the quicker option, speeding catches up with you. This message is presented by NHTSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers says he won't be making any endorsements just yet as candidates start to line up to succeed him. Evers was in Appleton Monday for a listening session where he said he doesn't usually endorse anyone in a primary race. Evers announced last week he won't seek a third term. It's a note from Scott Walker, the Republican former Wisconsin governor, shooting down a speculation he might run again in a social media post over the weekend. Walker, who lost to Evers in 2018, said he'll continue his work as president of the Young Americas Foundation conservative youth organization. And Wisconsin has its first confirmed case of West Nile virus this year. The State Department of Health Services said the confirmed case was a Barron County man in his 60s. Mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee and Lafayette counties have tested positive for the virus. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-810-3588. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-810-3588. 800-810-3588. 800-810-3588.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds, showers, and storms becoming likely in the overnight. Low temperatures will drop back into the upper 60s. Our winds will be light, some of the rain locally heavy. Tuesday, showers and storms in the morning, then mostly sunny and lower 80s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. It's a song, you turn it up to 11. You say, do you want her? And she says, hell yeah. So you hit the party, all your buddies are jealous. Someday you'll be looking back on your life at the memories. This is gonna be
night. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And when she slides in and she gives you the green light, you hold off till you turn on the headlights. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights. Full moon through a crack in the windshield. You hold her close and you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights.
Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to swim with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show lip love. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner at a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Of a big
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Played, we held each other close, and we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about, and then one evening. She stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. Like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close, and we danced.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Brad Paisley, and we danced here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s across the region, and we're going to see 80s once again today, but things are going to quiet down and cool down in our ag weather forecast, and we'll have details with that coming up this hour. Also this hour, Rod Bain from USDA is in, talking about modernizing approaches to meat and poultry food safety with USDA. We'll have that in our newsmaker segment. It's a double fairs this week. So we have the Wabasha County Fair that starts on Wednesday and that runs through Saturday. And the Buffalo County Fair will be running Thursday through Sunday. And we'll have coverage of the dairy, beef, and livestock shows from the Buffalo County Fair, along with the livestock auction. We're going to have our first livestock show Thursday evening, 5 o'clock with the hog show. And we'll have that on our streaming video service, Facebook page, YouTube channel, and also NTech Channel 99. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The wheat harvest is underway. Make it easier with Elsevia's on-farm pickup program.
Alcivia will haul your grain directly from your farm to its destination with freight included in Alcivia's bids. It's simple, efficient, and designed to fit your operation. Let Alcivia handle the trucking so you can focus on harvest. Try it out this season. Visit Alcivia.com or call 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to learn more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Longer days and the kids are home, and on this week's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to keep the kids safe on the farm with Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute.
Raising children on the farm has a lot of benefit, but we're also going to talk about youth that are not raised on the farm but are working on farms or visiting farms. When the weather's right, we make hay, right? And a lot of times, a farmer can't do it on his own, and so he needs some help. And a lot of times, we see him hiring the local youth in the area. So we see high schoolers out of school for the summer and working on their neighbor's farm. And there are so many benefits to that. You know, they are out in the sun. They're getting that vitamin D. They're getting some exercise. They're learning about the circle of life and where food comes from. But there's also just a lot of risk to raising children on the farm or hiring youth to work on the farm. Every day, about 33 children are injured in an agricultural-related incident. That's across the U.S., and that number is just too high because we think about those injuries, and they can be life-altering injuries. And so we want to change that and prevent that because we don't want youth going through the rest of their life with some type of injury or disability because of something that happened on the farm. As parents, we can have youth working on our farm nonstop all the time. There are no regulations, which seems very crazy. But if you are actually hiring a child to work or a youth to work on your farm, there are age limits, there are hour limits, there are fair payment laws. And so to protect yourself and your farm, it's good for you to know some of those laws and some of those regulations for your state. So we have a couple campaigns and a couple resources. The Child's Agricultural Safety Network. It's for anyone who's interested in kind of talking about keeping children safe. And anyone can join this network. Just go to the website, cultivatesafety.org/CASIN, and you can join the network. With this network, we even have online networking system where you can ask questions, share your thoughts, share ideas, maybe share concerns. And then the last campaign we have there is the I Am Raising campaign. I am raising cattle. I am raising corn. I am raising potatoes. I am raising cranberries. I am raising kids. And we understand that, yes, you are raising kids on the farm, and that's okay, and that's great. They are, again, getting that sunshine, getting that vitamin D, getting exercise, getting outside, knowing where their food comes from. But remember to always be a parent first and a farmer second. And if you're wondering, what are some of the incidents that are happening in my area? What are some of the injuries and fatalities that are happening? Ag Injury News is a collection of news reports of injuries and fatalities that are happening all over the United States. So you can actually go on there. You can create your own account. It's free to join, but you do have to create an account. So you can actually filter out your area or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. So I could do Wisconsin if I just wanted to know injuries and fatalities in Wisconsin, or I could filter out and say, I want to know how many ATV injuries have happened in the United States. And so you can filter and you can kind of see, and that'll kind of show you the trends in your area of what injuries are happening, what fatalities are happening. And then you can start to kind of figure out, well, how can I prevent that from happening on my farm? So again, join us, share with us, what do you know? What are you doing to keep your children safe? What questions do you have? Are you looking for someone to collaborate with on a project or anything? You know, join us on that online network because really a lot of great information is shared there. And I just want to say, I hope at the end of the day that really I've brought safety back to the forefront in our minds. And I hope that if even one small tidbit of information stays with parents or with adults, it's just to remember to think about safety each and every day, each and every minute, because at the end of the day, there's nothing better than knowing that our youth and our kids are tucked safe into bed and having those sweet dreams after a long day on the farm.
Those are comments from Melissa Pluckelman, outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, and thumbing my way in a North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. Long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon.
Mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Darius Rucker and Wagon Wheel here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 3 this morning to 17.39, September down 9 to 17.70, October up 3 to 18.34, November up 7 at 18.37. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 162.5, 40-pound blocks up 2 and 3 quarters to 166 and 3 quarters, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.5 to 250, two trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk up a half to 129 and a quarter, no trades. Dry weigh steady at 54 and no trades on the day. In the cattle markets today, they're called higher. Hogs are also called higher. New contract highs were seen across the cattle complex yesterday. Recent reports have shown no reason to believe that the market may be near a top. The uptrend remains intact as that demand in the countryside continues to be strong. Hog futures, however, remained range-bound yesterday. And there's really not a lot of fundamental news to create market volatility. For the markets, though, to remain moving higher, hogs will need to see some continued increasing consumer demand. August live cattle opens the day at 227.87, October 224.77, December 225.35. August feeder cattle open at 333.52, September 334.55, October 333.35. August hogs open at 108.52, October 90.87, December at 82.90. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat, soybeans slightly lower, wheat also moving mostly lower. Now, the U.S.-China trade talks are one thing that the trade is going to continue to watch. Traders have weather on their mind. It's the main driver of the bearish market. Even every new forecast reinforces their thoughts of a large U.S. corn crop on the horizon. Now, for corn crop, it looks like a new crop business reported in the form of flash sales in the last three trading sessions has helped keep the floor under the market. Rain has fallen this week in states that recorded decline in soybeans good to excellent ratings a week ago, setting up the crop for its most important month of pod filling. September corn this morning down a quarter to 393.5. December up a half to 414.5. March up a quarter to 431.5. New crop 26 up three quarters to 454.25. August beans down one to 987.75. September down three quarters to 991.75. November down 1.25 to 1010.25. New crop 26 down three quarters to 1058.5. August soybean meal up a quarter to 265.10. August soybean oil down 10 cents to 56.45. Meanwhile, in the wheat markets, traders expect recent rainfall across the northern plains to offset weaker crop ratings. Those same spring wheat traders are also keeping a close eye on the expected derecho wind event that potentially moved through parts of wheat country. But it looks like reports it was not as strong as initially expected. So wheat is moving mostly lower this morning. September wheat down 7 to 531.5. December down 6.75 to 552. Minneapolis wheat is September down 1.5 to 580. December is down a half to 602.5. Energy markets this morning, September crude oil down 2 cents to 66.69. October steady at 65.91. And gas markets, August gas up a cent to 214, September steady at 210. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia: cash corn $3.54, August $3.57, new crop $3.54, cash beans $9.04, August $9.09, new crop $9.17. Big River Resources Boyceville: cash corn $3.73 3/4, August $3.69 3/4, September $3.65 3/4, new crop $3.64. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn $3.82, August $3.80, new crop $3.67. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash corn $3.63, new crop $3.64, cash beans $9.18, new crop $9.41. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn $3.59, new crop $3.64, cash beans $9.01, new crop $9.26. At Red Wing Grains: cash corn $3.68, August $3.68, September $3.65, new crop $3.70. Cash and August beans $9.43, September $9.32, new crop $9.32. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash and August corn $3.56, new crop $3.61, cash and new crop beans at $9.45. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 221 to 244, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 215, market cows 128 to 159, bulls 155 to 208, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers 269 to 650, Holstein steers 225 to 515. Sheep markets: light lambs 252 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 215 and down. Goat markets: does 185 and down, bucks 370 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus, because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you ever be. Don't wanna know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I was somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? Tunes come on second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? I'll cut her up. The whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance? Floating on air, baby, baby. Why don't we just dance?
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
said this ain't over yet. I've said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal before another bitter word gets loose. I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins, slamming doors. We both lost this fight before. And I won't play this game no more. 'Cause nobody wins. Darling, we got too much pride. It don't matter who. Love ain't black and white, the way I feel about you. All I wanna do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night. When nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. A newly modernized lab facility and a five-part food safety plan are among USDA's latest efforts to boost food safety regarding meat, poultry, and egg products. Rod Bain has more.
A new, modernized USDA Midwestern Food Safety Lab dedicated in Normandy, Missouri recently. Among those in attendance, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Here at the FSIS, our Food Safety and Inspection Service for USDA, these employees work 365 days a year to ensure that our meat, our poultry, and our eggs are safe and that we are protecting American consumers from all foodborne illness.
Brownfield Ag News with the dedication of Ed Audio. The importance of modernizing the Normandy facility?
Opening this modernized Midwestern lab expands the FSIS capacity to detect foodborne pathogens and chemical residues, strengthening our nationwide safety monitoring to keep the food supply safe. Our Midwestern Field Service Laboratory has been a cornerstone of food safety for over four decades. But by 2019, facility issues and aging infrastructure prompted us to reimagine its future, and plans for this new facility were put in motion.
The Midwestern Food Safety Lab and other USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service facilities in 2024 analyzed over 97,000 inspector-collected samples, which produced about 2.2 million test results.
The state-of-the-art equipment at this lab will enhance our ability to continue developing highly efficient testing, which means safer food for American families at the dinner table, thanks to the incredible team here in Missouri. doing.
The secretary additionally announced
a 5-point food safety plan, which will serve as the department's roadmap for an even safer, more robust food supply moving forward.
A comprehensive meat and poultry food safety plan, which the modernized Normandy facility and companion FSIS labs play a role in.
First, we are enhancing microbiological testing and oversight. Number two, equipping our inspectors with advanced tools and training, including new data collection on Listeria risk factors and empowering inspectors to spot emerging problems early and preventing outbreaks. We're also enhancing our training at USDA for these inspectors.
Part three of the plan involves a focus on salmonella.
We've instructed FSIS to launch a new practical approach to salmonella control that focuses on effective and achievable strategies to truly reduce those illnesses.
With the remaining prongs of the comprehensive plan focused on
strengthening state and local partnerships, and finally empowering inspectors across the USDA to enforce compliance with confidence. We will deter repeat violators and ensure establishments maintain rigorous food safety procedures.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Quiet and dry weather will be the rule in our ag weather forecast. Now, the dry conditions are expected really for the rest of the week into the weekend, along with light winds. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a very slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. North winds at 5 to 8, an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected, but about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 81 to 86%, northeast winds at 5 to 7. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. Friday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Sunday and Monday, also partly sunny and a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The last thing you want is for the water to run out when you're all soaked up in the shower. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. When you're planning a private well, it's important to be sure it'll meet your water demands as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
The average American family uses 75 to 150 gallons of water per day. If you have teenagers who like long showers, it's even more. Property owners who drill a private well have to be sure it'll provide enough water on a daily basis to meet their needs. Steve Wilson is a groundwater hydrologist at the University of Illinois. He says a local professional well driller who has experience with other wells in the same aquifers will have a good idea if yours will be adequate. You can also check with your state's geological survey.
Those folks will have an idea because when a driller puts in a well, they usually test pump it and put a rate and say, you know, we pump this for 2 hours at 15 gallons a minute, and the static level is 10 feet and the pumping level is 25. And from that, you can get an idea of what kind of supply you might be getting and what might be available.
The well flow rate has to be capable of providing the total quantity of water needed every day in your household. A minimum of 10 gallons per minute is recommended for a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Larger homes and families will need more, and if you plan on watering gardens and livestock, this will also have to be calculated in. Wilson says when an aquifer pumps less than a few gallons per minute, water storage capacity is very important.
Once you've emptied your pressure tank, then your well would kick on and pump water. But if you're taking a shower or running a dishwasher or some of those things, it may take more than 2 or 3 gallons a minute. And so you need to have enough storage for whatever your uses are.
You'll find more tips for planning a drinking water supply and a free online class to help you understand private wells at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country 1438. Business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country 1430 AM stereo.